And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're having a great day out there. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. And I've got technology on my mind today. So I want to talk about some of the places in our real estate business where we can leverage various types of technology as well as the internet, right, form of technology, to help us make our lives easier as owner operators of real estate, residential real estate. Why technology? Why is that on my mind in particular today? Well, we've been gearing up for a pretty big road trip in the RV bunker. It's going to be me, my son, and my dog Charlie. My wife is actually staying behind, at least for part of the trip. We're going to figure that out. She may join us midway. So essentially, it's going to be a boys' trip for a good portion of our travel. And in preparation, I've been acquiring some new technology to use on the trip. And in fact, these are things that I can later deploy at rental properties if I choose. So we're going to talk tech today. And by the way, I'm not going to tell you just yet where we're headed. We're still a few weeks out. So be sure to tune in to future shows. I'm telling you, this trip is going to be epic. Now, I can tell you I am lining up some guests along our route, along our travels, to join us and talk about their local markets where appropriate, or in some cases, their remote markets. And that's the thing with technology today. In our business, it really makes remote investing a lot easier. So those that live in more expensive, less investor-friendly markets can really follow what we talk about. We say the phrase a lot, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. Now, as I'm traveling, this is going to be a long trip. Will I still be looking at properties as we travel on the road? Absolutely. The things we talk about today make that possible. So today I'm going to focus mainly on single family rental properties. These are things I've been investing in for over a dozen years now. And some of what we talk about will certainly apply for apartment investors as well, especially if you are an IRO of some smaller community. What's an IRO? What kind of investors do we have at Lifestyles Unlimited? There's the single family investor, which again, I've been doing for over a dozen years. We have a lot of people that start with houses, rental property. But then we also have people that go the apartment route, multifamily. We have actually three different types there. We've got the multifamily syndicator, what we call lead investors. They put together this big investment opportunity. And then I join as a multifamily passive. That's the second type of apartment investor. By the way, to be apartment investor on the road, very easy. Very easy. The third type is an IRO, and that stands again. That's independent rental owner. That's somebody that goes out and buys that apartment community just by themselves. They're not syndicating. They're not inviting passive members along with them. So it's a little bit of a different business, requires more capital, etc. Tends to be smaller unit counts when you begin, which is why I say here some of this technology speak will apply to you. And my plan today is to follow what is called our single family timeline checklist as we walk through the show today, because there are very discrete parts of the process that I'm going to tap into as we talk about technology. Some will apply during our hold, whereas others will apply as we're doing lease-ups. And I'll tell you, my list today is certainly not exhaustive, meaning I'm not going to hit everything that's out there. I don't know everything that's out there. So if you have something that you use, share that with me. Please, I'd be interested to hear. You can send an email to me at askandy@luinc.com and just tell me how you're leveraging technology in your business. I'm alongside you out there in the trenches, always learning, looking for new information. So to the process, let's talk about the overall process as a real estate investor so that you know where we are headed. What are we doing, right, as single family investors? We're really residential real estate investors. We're looking to create cash flow with these properties, and we're looking to build wealth. How do we do that? Well, generally, we're targeting properties that need some level of improvement. Now, with our single-family properties, that is typically physical improvement. They are run down. There's a lot of deferred maintenance. Current owner just couldn't handle it, couldn't keep it, whatever. So typically there's physical renovation. With multifamily, with apartments, that may include some level of physical renovation, or it may include improving just the operations, because it is a business. You know, if you think about a 200-unit apartment community, you may have a leasing agent or two, maintenance guy or two, a porter, all kinds of other things going on. Right, so this is a true business, very different from a single-family house. And often we have both physical improvements that we make as well as improvements to the general operations. And as part of the process, well, what are we doing? We start off the process by just simply finding and analyzing these properties. And technology is a really big help here. And cash flow, by the way, is one of those things that we're targeting. We want to be sure that the investment that we're taking down does have cash flow. That's one of the ways we make money. And then we're going to go in and buy at a discount and thereby force up value. And we're able to buy at a discount because of the condition of the property or the business if it's apartments. Now, this implies renovations, and this is a big part of the process. And I'll tell you, we're not out there doing the work ourselves. We're going to build a team that does that for us. And technology can really help us here. And by the way, because we're buying at a discount and forcing up value through those improvements, we capture equity, which is another way we make money. Cash flow, equity capture, then we're going to lease the property. And a lot of technology can really help us here with advertising, with the showing, with the security of the property. We're going to have ongoing management. You know, once it's leased, we're going to collect that rent every month, which is where my cash flow comes in. We're not doing that manually anymore. We're talking technology. I have this on my mind in advance of a very big RV trip I'll be taking with my son and my dog, Charlie. We've been acquiring some tech that will help us kind of manage parts of the process. We'll probably talk about that on a later show. But as regards our real estate business, we can really leverage technology, especially for those that are investing remotely. And I was just talking through the process because I want you to understand there are different pieces that come into play depending on where you are in your timeline. And in fact, great document here I have in front of me. Many, many pages, the single family timeline checklist. If you don't have a checklist in this business, this is low tech. This is low tech, but this thing has saved my bacon I don't know how many times, because I have a tendency when I'm in the middle of this stuff, sometimes I have multiple properties going, you might forget something. Sometimes low tech is very advantageous as well. But thinking about the process, we were just talking about ongoing management. Once we get the property lease, we're collecting rent every month. And from that rent, we do pay a mortgage. We always use financing because that better leverages our cash, our capital. We can go farther. We can do more properties. But as part of that rent collection, we pay the mortgage. Essentially, the resident is paying the mortgage on our behalf, and we have something called equity buildup, which is just another way that we're making money and growing wealth. And there is a lot of technology around the property management side of things. Of course, if you don't want to manage the property yourself, I've been doing this for over a dozen years myself with my wife. If you don't have time or just don't have the desire, hire a property management company. Outsource that. Very easy to do. And they'll probably have some technology in place that you'll tap into, some kind of portal or whatever. But as part of that ongoing management, handling maintenance may come up if there is any. And that's the beauty of doing what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We go in and we fix anything that is broken now or could break in the next handful of years. We follow the motto, best product, best price. And because we fix that up, we really pull maintenance forward into that renovation phase so we don't deal with that as much. But we do want to keep it maintained, because ultimately the end goal is not to sit on this thing ad infinitum forever, right, until it falls apart due to old age. We want to keep it maintained because we want to see that property actually gain value. We got it at a discount because somebody wasn't maintaining it and it had deferred maintenance and it was falling apart. We don't want to do that. So if there's some sort of preventative ongoing routine maintenance, servicing the HVAC, for example, do that. Sure. And we'll see that value go up along with the market. That's market appreciation, which is another way we make money. And then eventually we do sell. And I've talked a lot on recent shows about the huge amount of equity capture. I mentioned this a moment ago, that we're enjoying in single family houses. So you may want to have sell on your timeline sooner than later. Some people may hold for 10 years or longer. You may want to sell in a year and a day to capture that equity, to pull it out rather, and then reinvest. Take one house and turn it into three. You can do that. And that's really how you grow. But the point here is, when you do sell, you know, same technology used during leasing, we'll get into that in a minute, applies, but you really enjoy tax advantages. That's why you take it to a year and a day. You get into capital gains territory long term rather than earned income tax rates. But then you can use things like 1031 exchange to defer the capital gains taxes altogether and reinvest and really grow your capital. And while we're holding the property, there are huge tax advantages as well. If you're doing it right, you don't pay any taxes on that cash flow. This is another way we make, or maybe better put, keep our money. But that's the general process, right? We're seeking cash flow. We're seeking equity. We're seeking wealth. And technology really helps us here. First and foremost, we're going to start through the process here. And I'm, again, just following this single family timeline checklist. Phase one, before property is under contract, even before you're looking at a property, education, lenders, team, what's your investment strategy, things that you're going to be thinking about. And actually, even before that, thinking technology. If you don't have one now, and I think most people have them now, get a good smartphone. A lot of what we're going to talk about, those cameras and things like that, can be managed from a smartphone. The Zoom calls we get on can be done on a smartphone, no matter where you are. Which is why when we're traveling in the RV bunker, doesn't matter. If we're hiking up a mountain and I want to check something, my cell service given, I can. So a lot of the things we'll talk about can and probably will be handled on something like a smartphone. So that's a big piece of tech that you should have if you don't already. Now, preparing to invest, I hear my dog bark and he's getting excited about technology. Education. You really have to get educated in this business, whether you're doing single family, whether you're a lead investor, a syndicator of apartments, or you're investing passively. You want to know what you're doing so you know you're making good choices, so you can better identify your investment strategy. And the amazing thing, since I've been a member, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in March of 2012, so it's been quite a while now. Back then, we went into the offices for everything. There was no online. There was no tech. I don't remember if there was a portal on the internet at all at the time. There is now. And all the education I need, I can go to live events. We do have live events, quite a few. But everything I need to educate myself is available there. It's a very sophisticated, superb online portal for a single family investor track, for multifamily, passive, whatever it is you're choosing to do. So avail yourself of that tech so that wherever you are, you got a break, take an hour, dive into the next step in your education. Alongside that, Lifestyles Unlimited is both an education and mentoring organization. We have mentors that are available for you. So as you go deeper into the process or you have any kind of questions, you're going to want to tap into them. Zoom is a great way to do that. I like to be able to see people, not necessarily in person, right? The old handshake's kind of fallen by the wayside since COVID. But having some sort of ability to conference live is important. Here's where a good laptop or that tech or that smartphone comes into play. And then again, as part of your process of just preparing to invest, I don't want you out there swinging a hammer. I don't want you out there painting the walls. I don't want you doing your own taxes. Unless you're a CPA, let somebody else handle that. And that speaks to building a team. And there are a lot of members. Again, going back to the single family checklist, there's a checkbox for each and every one of these. Single family mentor. Yeah, you want to have one. Realtors. Right? We'll talk about finding property. Lenders, conventional lenders, check. Hard money lenders. In fact, we're not just financing once, we're financing twice when we're buying our houses. Insurance agents, home inspectors, general contractors, handyman, property management company. See earlier comment. In fact, in parentheses here, it says optional. Yeah, you may choose to self-manage. With the technology today, you really can. But you need to build out your team. And a great way to do that, if you're investing in Kansas City from San Diego, California, are you flying out there to meet these people? No, of course not. You're using technology. In fact, I had an interview with an area investor here in my neck of the woods. I'm normally in Dallas-Fort Worth. She's investing about an hour or so away from her hub. And when she needs to find a general contractor, she kind of tests them, right? Finds a property she's interested in, a potential deal. And says, hey, I need you to go out there. I need you to get a scope of work together for me. Give me an estimate. And while you're on site, I want you to FaceTime me. That's the tool she uses so that she can interface with them, see how they walk the property, hear what they have to say, hear how they speak with her. Right? Very important. It's a test, in essence, to make sure they're a good fit. And you can do this with each and every one of those trades that you want to put onto your team. And going back to the Lifestyles portal, we have something in there called the Vendor Marketplace. Great place to go to find that team. And if you're not a member, get out on the internet. There are so many websites and networks that you can tap into to really find that team, build that team, have those interviews, have that call. Talk about cloud storage when we come back, so stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. Isn't technology great? You can reach out to me. I can respond to you. You're listening to me now on probably a podcast, maybe live on the radio, wherever you're at. It's great, and it's great for our business as real estate investors. I've seen this really grow and expand and evolve over the decade plus that I've been doing this, and I know investors, and in fact, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, he's been doing this for over 30 years. I mean, Lifestyles has been around for, what, 30, 35 years now? Very long time. There's been a lot of evolution in this space, and we've seen that just in our online portal for members, where we get our education, where we find contractors, where we figure out what events we want to go to. Right. And all of that feeds into what we were just talking about, building our team. That's where I start. And I get out and I network and I talk to people. And sometimes that's on Zoom calls. That's on virtual sessions that we get together. By the way, as you build your team, a very, very important question you may want to consider is how tech savvy is that particular contractor? I've gotten everybody away from checks, certainly cash, certainly away from that, and into digital payments, ACH, out of a management portal. I've got one contractor, still requires a check. Really disrupts my process, but he's so good, I will continue to work with him. But as you have these conversations, think into the future, right? New investor, how am I going to be managing payments? If I'm traveling a lot like Andy's talking about, how am I going to handle that, right? If I'm buying across the country, how am I going to handle that? They have to have some level of tech savvy, especially if you're investing remotely. You want to know that they can get you those pictures and those videos so you can monitor progress, right? So you can see the property. And let's talk, this takes me to the cloud storage. When we first joined long ago, we got a form of cloud storage, you know, something like Dropbox or whatever else is out there. It's great for storing your data and having it with you wherever you go. But more importantly, I think, is as you build your team and think about lenders, they're going to request certain documents from you. And a lot of these documents that they need have personal information. When you work with that CPA that I mentioned, they're certainly going to need personal information. Social Security number is going to be on a lot of the documents that you give them. I do not want to email this stuff. I do not like sending out a lot of personal information that way. But it is requested by lenders, by the CPA, other folks as well. So having a cloud storage service at your disposal is hugely important. And then you just send them a personal link. You manage who accesses that data. It's far more secure than email. Emails get hacked all the time. So this is a space where technology is, and changing with that technology is very, very important. So this is all the upfront stuff that we're thinking about. Team, education, mentor. Well, let's get started and let's go find a property. We want to identify and we want to analyze a property. And we're going to use that team. I mentioned realtors very briefly. Lifestyles Realty, I lean on them a ton. And one of the cool things they do, again, leveraging technology, is they have monthly virtual acquisition road trips. This is done via meeting software. So again, you want to have a good Wi-Fi connection, good internet connection, good laptop, good cell phone. Great use of technology to be able to connect from anywhere. So when I'm out on the road and this virtual acquisition road trip occurs, I can attend. What happens there? They present properties that are for sale. Now, if I'm sitting in DFW, I may see a property that's available to me in Georgia somewhere, or Tennessee, or Kansas, or Missouri, wherever our Lifestyles Realty is present. Of course, if you're out there looking on your own, you're not a member of Lifestyles, that's fine. There are a ton of websites where you can look at on-market properties. In fact, if they have an option, set up some form of automation. You want some sort of search in place that kicks off properties that meet your criteria. Here's where you need to know your criteria. But that kicks those off into your inbox in some regularity. Is it daily? Is it every morning? Is it every time? Immediately when those properties come available, right? Different websites will have different options, but it's good to automate that, to take that active search off your plate. That's on market. Then you want to connect with wholesalers, because they're going to go out and find off-market properties and make those available. This is not so much a technological thing, but you do need to be in certain groups online like Facebook. Unfortunately, I know a lot of people don't like to use it, but there are a lot of groups out there local to my market, for example, in DFW, where wholesalers tend to be present. So if I want to find them, that's where I go. Or I go through my network as well. But they'll do that search for me, so I'm not having to be so involved. But eventually we're going to get that lead. We're going to get that property that seems to meet our criteria. And this is where the analysis comes in. And we're going to do this at an upper level before diving in too deep. Basically, I need to answer the question, does this property meet my investing criteria? And technology really helps here. First of all, you want a good software to run sold and leased comps. Those are the comparables. I want to see if it's a house I'm looking at. I want to know what other houses in that neighborhood that are similar to what I plan, right? I'm going to renovate this house, so I'm going to plan to renovate it to a certain level. How have those houses, what sort of price have they attained upon sale? That's going to tell me my future market value. And I need to know the same for leases, right? Again, I want to have cash flow. Well, I don't know what the cash flow is if I can't figure out the rent. Having a good software around this part of the process is important. And there are a lot of options out there. We have Quest for our members at Lifestyles Unlimited, but we really need this to decide if this property matches our criteria. And if so, then we dive deeper. First thing I do, I like to get, again, technology, get online. Get on Google Maps, get that little guy, drop him as close to the property as I can, and walk up and down the street, maybe walk a block over. I want to see what kind of neighborhood this is, right? Does this match what I'm looking for? And there are plenty of websites out there if you want to look at things like crime stats, sex offenders, all that stuff. You can find that online. Some you have to pay for, some you don't. Now, if the property is on market, and sometimes we do this with off-market properties as well, I'm going to send my realtor out there. All right, I've figured out criteria works. I've walked the area virtually. I've figured out that, yeah, crime good, all that stuff's good. Send out the realtor. And they'll physically walk the property, and I'll walk it with them virtually. Again, this is where something like FaceTime or WhatsApp, I've done this with realtors using WhatsApp, other software come into play. Just get them out there, get them on the phone. All right, reverse that picture. Let's see you walk in. Okay, can you zoom in a little bit more on that corner right there? Okay, look at, is that window broken? Hey, good. You know, you just direct them around the property. If you can't be present, this is what I love about Lifestyles Realty. They'll go out on these property tours with wholesalers and they'll take that video. They'll load it again up to a cloud storage software, make that available to me, and I can then watch that at my pace. Right, whether I'm live with them on that walkthrough or not, no problem. So we get the information we need to figure out if this is a good fit. And if it is a good fit, we go under contract and we work our way towards closing. Now, do you need to be present while you're under contract? No. No, if you're investing remotely or even just across town, don't have time because you're at work, send out that general contractor. And again, use those live stream options. Have him walk the property or her with that camera in hand and talking to you about what they see. So maybe you adjust what you think the scope of work should be live with them while they're on site and to what the investor I mentioned earlier does. That's a good way to make sure you're communicating well with this GC if they're new to you. And send out any other trades, foundation company, roofer. You don't have to be there. And then very important, do not skip this step. Order an inspection from a licensed home inspector. Again, you don't need to be there. I always tell them I want to call when they're done so they can walk me through the big findings that might crater the investment. But if everything looks good, you know, rerun your numbers with the new scope of work or new information that may have come to light. And if everything looks good, proceed to close. Now, very important, learned this a long time ago. On the day of your closing or the day before, you want to go see that property and make sure it's still standing. Hadn't caught fire, right? Nothing big. What if you can't be there? Send out that general contractor. He's about to get your business. He better go. Or send out that realtor. They're about to get a commission, right? They're going to want to do that for you. And then as far as closing goes, this is, again, not high technology, but if you're investing from afar, just get a mobile notary. Works just fine when closing across state lines. But let's focus on the renovations, the rehab period, because this is where some cool tech can come into play. And specifically for our RV trip, we're going to have this big dog with us. And I'm sure there will be days when we need to briefly leave him in the RV, and those things can lose power. So we've invested in things to monitor the temperature and alert my phone as well as cameras. And some of these video cameras, they're essentially security cameras. And I know investors that do like to install these on their vacant properties. I never have. I've never invested in areas around town in Dallas-Fort Worth or down by Houston where I felt I needed those. But I have this thing now, and we'll probably use it in the future. But if you are remote, you know, if you're local, you can go and put this up yourself. If you're remote, you know, you're going to have to have your order this off of Amazon or whatever, have it shipped to the property, have your GC install it. And the one we bought, well, we bought two. One operates off of Wi-Fi, right? We'll have Wi-Fi running in the RV. One is purely cell-based. In fact, it's got a SIM card with three different cell potentials that it can connect to, whichever is strongest. Why would you use Wi-Fi? Well, you can. It handles data usage better, right? Obviously, if you're using a lot of data over cell, that can get expensive. Why would you use the cell-powered? Well, if we do lose our power in that RV, or you don't have power at that property, at that rental house, it can still run, right? It's got a cell, or excuse me, it's got a solar cell to gain power, and then it just connects to whatever the nearby cell tower is. Now, that, of course, presumes that there is connectivity via cell service. So on a rental property, you know, if you want to use the Wi-Fi-based technology, you can actually get a hotspot that sits in the house, and that would allow you to actually use multiple cameras around the property. In fact, I know an investor here in my area. That's exactly what he did. I went and looked at his house. He had that hotspot for the Wi-Fi, or coming in off the Wi-Fi, and then multiple cameras, as well as a digital door with a keypad that he could reset remotely. So he could check on these things periodically while renovations were ongoing, and this plays into the lease-up as well. So if you use Wi-Fi-based tech, you'll need a hotspot, and then you can get that, you know, get some sort of hub. If you're using cell-based and solar power, these things can operate independently, and that'll come down to the project that you're working on. This allows you to secure the property, keep an eye on the property. I know an investor down in Corpus that had some issues with theft of the AC unit outside, had that camera hung up there, kept save the day, right? So good to have something to think about, may help you rest better at night. Moving on, we're talking about advertising and leasing. These same cameras can stay up after renovations, right? And I mentioned the digital keypad. You know, if you're handling the lease up yourself, and a lot of people do, it's not hard. You may want to have the ability to change that code, and you could do that remotely with the digital keypad door lock, right? Ties into your Wi-Fi. Other investors I know will use lock boxes that are on rotating combination codes. And so they'll get a lead that wants to go view the property. They're not driving out to show the property. That's the beauty here. They'll ask that person some information, pre-qualify them perhaps, and then get a driver's license, a copy of that information, and then tap into their key fob or whatever it is and get that current combination. And it just keeps rotating. If they're late getting there, well, the code may have changed. Sorry. Right? This is a way to manage your showings remotely using technology. And for those internet perspectives out there, you know, or rather for marketing via internet, there are a ton of websites where you can do that. In fact, you should push them out to as many websites as you can. And there are ways to automate the pre-screening process. We actually talk about that in detail at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar. So if you want to learn more, look into becoming a member and getting out to that two-day. In fact, if you text the keyword radio to 88007, you can learn more about that, get a discount at the time for that membership, and get out to the two-day. But we talk about how to really handle the pre-screening process before you even get to the showing. And then when it comes to, hey, everything looks good, when it comes to signing the lease, do this digitally as well. Use technology. I know some people, old school, they go out there, they have a paper copy. Everyone sits around a table or at the countertop, whatever, and everyone signs manually. Nah, do this digitally. You know, there's tons of free stuff out there. Some people may pay for DocuSign, right? This is the market leader, a little fancier, or DotLoop. A lot of realtors use that, but there are a lot of other options out there. And if you do have a bigger portfolio of property, you may want to use a property management system if you self-manage. And typically, they will offer some type of digital signature technology. So if this is something you require now or think you might in the future, right, learn what it is you're going to be looking for, and make that a criteria when you're choosing a property management system. Now, thinking ongoing about leasing and ongoing management once you are leased, you know, I mentioned property management system, great to have, can cost money, can really streamline a lot of your ongoing operations, however. You know, tracking lease start and stop dates, I shifted to a property management system not too long ago, applying late fees automatically if needed, right? Tracking renter insurance policies, you want to have them have renter's insurance, right? Having a maintenance portal, reporting, you know, suites of financial reporting, collecting rent via ACH, paying vendors via ACH, right? You can find portals that do a lot of stuff, but you really don't have to have one. And in fact, if you've got one house or three houses or five houses, maybe even 10 houses, I don't know that you need it at this point. You know, I used Excel for a dozen years across a lot of properties. Excel to plan, Excel to track my financials, etc. But one thing I always did using technology was collect my rent. It was never going out and getting a check. It was never going out and collecting cash. There are a lot of ACH, right, automatic clearinghouse, a lot of ACH options out there. Some are free. They make their money basically by collecting the rent from the payer and sitting on it for a couple of days and making the difference on that short hold period, right? So you may not see your rent paid into your bank account for like 5 days, 7 days. Others are faster, but you may pay for that service. Of course, you can pass that cost on. So ACH is hugely important. You don't need a fancy portal for the general management, but it, you know, as you grow, if you choose to become an IRO, we talked about that earlier, an independent rental owner of apartments, your lender may require that you have something like that. So it may be something to look into sooner rather than later. And of course, use digital documents. This manual lease signing stuff, you can push that to the wayside. And by the way, good tip, if you join your local apartment association, they typically have, or they will give you access to the lease documents. I've been a member of one of the local apartment associations since 2013. Am I an apartment owner? No. I mean, passively, yes, in a lot of apartments. But am I operating apartments at this time? No. But we are independent owners as well, just of a portfolio of houses. And you can tap into, for example, here in Texas, the Texas Apartment Association lease if you join your local apartment association. Very powerful lease. Moving on to a very specific part of management, maintenance. Again, on single family, we follow the motto, best product, best price, which means we're going in during that renovation phase and we're fixing everything now. So we effectively pull maintenance forward, so it should be a non-issue. But something really cool for you that are doing apartments, because again, apartments are a different scale. And artificial intelligence, AI, it's really cool how this is playing into the maintenance space right now as a huge time saver. I've gone to a number of local events here in DFW with Lifestyles, and I've been hearing a lot about this. Sat at a networking lunch after one of the multifamily road trips and talked to a number of lead investors that are using AI specifically to field their maintenance requests. Again, houses, different animal. If you got a handful of houses, you're not going to use AI. It's not really economical for maintenance. But for apartment owners, absolutely. What AI is doing for them, as somebody calls that phone number and gets that robot right on the other side, it can ask questions. It can troubleshoot. It's interactive. If it's a problem with the AC, it can maybe give them some tips. And then when it's determined, yes, this is a maintenance issue, it schedules. It puts the schedule together. So this takes a load off of the property managers out there. And if you are self-managing your apartments, and I know a lot of lead investors that do, it takes a load off of your plate. So AI is really interesting, and specifically for apartments in the maintenance space, in my view. Again, as somebody that self-manages and occasionally deals with maintenance requests, now I do know, again, for single family, not really, unless you have 100 houses, then it should apply, then it would apply. But I do know some single family investors that are leveraging it in other ways. In fact, Al Gordon, one of the other hosts of the Real Estate Investor Radio Show, did a show, it's been a few weeks now, maybe in a couple months, it was shortly after the expo, where he talked about AI in our business. And this may come up with some of my future guests as we are out on our road trip, so you'll want to be sure and tune in. AI is a hot topic everywhere, and certainly in real estate as well. So finally, it comes to our sell time. I mean, essentially, you're going to use the same technologies that you used when you're leasing. If you feel you need a camera for security, if you need that digital lockbox or that keypad, you know, not a lot to say here. But technology on the whole, I mean, it has exploded, and it continues to grow at a really phenomenal pace. You know, both in the physical sense with those cameras that I was talking about and those automated door locks, as well as on the software side. We'll see where AI in particular takes us. Keep an eye on that. Now, if you're interested in riding that tech wave successfully, learn how our members are tapping into tech and tap into the Lifestyles Unlimited Network. I gave you the keyword already. Text the keyword radio to 88007 if you want to get out to our two-day financial freedom seminar. Or at a minimum, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and attend our free workshop. It's free. You can register there. Again, lifestylesunlimited.com. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.